Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Okay. Here we are, folks. As I've been saying, Bill Fink is a federal informant, and we all know that he's a sinner, a liar, one who makes up false accusations against people. And I have refrained from calling him a Jew because I haven't had any proof. However, you know, I knew that he had skeletons in his closet. It's just a matter of time before these skeletons get revealed and expose him for what he really is. Those of you who listened to Rodney Martin's show on Truth or Consequences a couple of weeks ago, he explained that Bill Fink was sending out emails, false emails in Rodney Martin's name. Dirty tricks. I mean, the man is just full of Jewish dirty tricks, and that's just one of them. And all of the videos he's created of other people claiming that they're me, some guy is nearly 300 pounds, right? I've never weighed more than 195. And he gets all these overweight rabbis, makes videos about them, and claims that they're me. This is the kind of stuff that Bill Fink does. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can copy this link. Let me see what I have here. Okay, I got to go to this page, copy this link, and I'm not sure if this is going to come through, but I'll paste this in the chat room right here. And let me know, people in the chat room can just open that link, and let me know if you get the photo. If you don't get the photo, then I'll just direct you to the Facebook page. Now, ever since Fink and I have broke up, since over the hybridity slash extermination thesis that they have put together, the debate has always been about whether or not Yahweh created the other races in Genesis 1, 24, and 25. Okay, do you see the photo, Becky? Do you see his face? Okay, that is Bill Fink's son by his ex-wife. Okay. All right, so... And let me just read the comment here underneath by Robert Bruce Gorman. Now, a lot of what I was getting ready to say is a lot of the people who sided with Fink right after the split have since found out that what I've been saying about Fink is true. Fink is the liar. Fink is the one who makes up stories about other people. And his theology is the theology that's questionable. Anyway, here is what Robert Bruce Gorman has to say. Bill Fink's son, do you get it now, you that follow one of the many tentacles of that thing called Christianism? Well, it's not Christian identity, but actually, Bill Fink is, it's not Christian identity what Bill Fink teaches. It is neo-Nazism dressed up as Christian identity, because it's a purely racial doctrine, since he also teaches that all whites are saved. But unfortunately, his doctrine excludes his son, because his son here apparently is the offspring of Bill Fink and whatever half-breed woman he married. And I do not want to, suggest, I don't want to cast any dispersions upon Bill Fink's son. As I have argued in the past, the children, the half-breed children of, mixed marriages, it's not their fault. You're going back to Ezekiel 18. I think I did virtually a whole show about Ezekiel 18, that the offspring can't be blamed for the sins of their parents. They simply cannot be blamed for the sins of their parents, and the Bible forbids us to do so. So Bill Fink and Emma Heiser's doctrine says is that all half-breeds are condemned to death merely because they're half-breeds, okay? And that they have no opportunity to get a blessing. But we know that in Matthew chapter 15, they get a blessing, the righteous ones. And in Zechariah 14, they also get a blessing and will even be compelled to observe the Feast of Tabernacles every year in the kingdom. So, the Finkelheiser doctrine is just shot full of holes. And they're trying to distort Christian identity. And what they're actually trying to do is they're trying to radicalize Christian identity to the extent that no Gentile white person would ever take it seriously. You know, because if any new person, any new white person coming to Christian identity believes that we all teach that all non-whites are supposed to be exterminated, and there's no sin involved in killing innocent non-whites, then, you know, they would say, what kind of religion is this? We don't want anything to do with this religion. Well, first of all, the Bible doesn't teach that. And only a clown like Bill Fink would come up with a doctrine that is deliberately designed to drive white people away from Christian identity. So that's what I said the very first day. It was December 11, 2011, something like that. And I said it that day, that Bill Fink's theology is designed to drive people away from Christian identity. And that's by radicalizing it, radicalizing it to such an extent that only the most hate-filled people could possibly adopt it. And that's his job, okay? That's his job. So, okay, let me paste it in for the new people. Let me paste it in again. And let me know if you see this. That's a photo of Bill Fink's. It's not doing it. Anyway, if you scroll up, let me see if I copy the link that I already pasted. Oh, that's copying the entire chat. I don't want to do that. Oh, this program is not very user friendly. Oh, well, okay. Okay, Tattered Flag, pasted it in. Thank you. For some reason, I can only paste the link in once. It won't let me do it twice. Anyway, that's the photo of Bill Fink's bastard son. And you can see that, according to his philosophy, since all bastard/hybrids are condemned to death, whether immediately or whether before the judgment day, his very own son, according to William Fink, has no opportunity to get into the kingdom, despite the fact that he had nothing to do with his hybrid status. It's not his fault. He can't be blamed for it. So, I wonder if Bill Fink has ever explained his theology to his own son. Now, I don't have the boy's name. I'd like to get that so I can. I really want to nail Fink and tell him, you know, that he, if his half-breed son, because Finkelheiser claimed all half-breeds are the equivalent of Edomites and Canaanites, then his son does not deserve to live, and certainly does not deserve to get into the kingdom. Okay, here's what Robert Bruce Gorman has to say. Bill Fink's son, do you get it now? You that follow one of the many tentacles of that thing called, the Arian Talmud. That's what Bill Fink teaches, the Arian Talmud. I think Bill Fink should pay his son a visit and be the man he is not. Start to understand that you cannot undo what is done, Fink. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of Yahweh instead of being a hypocrite. Okay, let me scroll down, see if I can find the... okay, so that... I have to get back to the main page, sorry. Let me get back to the main page because I need to find a couple of... Donald Smith, who was another follower of Bill Fink, still is a devoted follower of Bill Fink, also admits in a comment right underneath that photo that that is indeed Bill Fink's son. So we have a former follower of Bill Fink and a current follower of Bill Fink, both telling us that Bill Fink has a hybrid son. And so I'd like to confirm it. I'd like to find out what the son's first name is and whether or not he retains the last name of Fink or whether he retains his mother's or maybe some other name. Hold on 1 second. I'm almost there. Okay. Right. Okay. And trying to find, maybe he removed it. I don't know if you can remove it. But let me go into my emails because I copied it the other day. It's possible that Donald Smith removed his comment because he didn't want to embarrass Bill Fink. Because it's not underneath the photograph in the where it was the other day. So let me go into my Brenda Snyder comments. I didn't know he had a son. Yeah, well, he had three or four children by his previous wife, the wife that he had to put away. So let me go into my email account, because there I think I saved the comment by Donald Smith. Anyway, Donald Smith confirms, and he's still a follower of Bill Fink, that Bill fathered this boy. Okay, here's Don Smith's comment. Bill, in fact, I'll just copy and paste it. Bill Fink had the guts to put his race-mixed kid away after he found out his wife then was mixed some. Bill don't visit his son because he is a race-mixed kid by his unknown at the time wife, who he found out later was not completely white. Bill was following Yahweh God's mandate, right, by putting his wife and children away. But I think the reason they got put away is because he went to jail. He went to jail, and he couldn't support him anymore. There's part of the comment. Let me go back and get the rest of it. Okay, this is Don Smith, and I'll have a few words to say about Don Smith in a bit. Okay, let me go back and copy the rest of it. Give me 1 second. My email program is jumping around. All right. It's not an intelligible sentence, but you can get the idea of what he's saying. And here's the rest of it. Okay, and then he says, Bill was following Yahweh's commandment, but he wasn't following Yahweh's commandment when he had a race-mixed wife. Okay, so apparently, you know, now we can excuse Fink on the grounds that when he got married, and he married this woman, that, well, first of all, he wasn't identity, he was just a cop, a brutal cop, who murdered Arnaldo Ortega. That's another fact of his life that he hid from us. And I'll bet there's more stuff he's hiding from us. But here we have two men who supported Fink when I split from Fink, who are now telling us that Bill Fink has a race mixed son. The import for Fink is that according to his theology, his children by that woman must be exterminated, either now or later. Okay? And they have no chance of a blessing or salvation. Now, of course, last week I was talking about salvation and the second coming, and I'm going to talk more about that. But I just wanted to bring this up to show that Bill Fink has to declare that his own son and any other children he had by that woman do not deserve to live, should not have been born, and that Yahweh hates them, just like he hates the Edomites. I wonder if Bill Fink ever told his son that God hates him and that God wants to see him exterminated. Because being a half-breed, maybe he's 85% white. Mr. 85%, Mr. Fink, guess what? Your theology is coming back to bite you in the ass. Your theology has come back to bite you in your ass. But the garbage you've been teaching with your hybridity and extermination theology has finally come home to roost. I hope you're proud of yourself, Mr. Fink. You condemned your own son. Yeah, he looks Jewish, doesn't he? He does look Jewish. So, folks, Fink is something else. I'm not going to call him a Jew, because I don't have any proof that he's a Jew, but he's definitely an infiltrator, and he's definitely an agent provocateur. I just haven't been able to prove that he's being paid to do what he does. But, they can always hide such payments in the form of Social Security and what have you, okay? And just like Wickstrom has been getting payments from the government. And like, what's his name? Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller was put on the witness protection program. The government was supporting this guy. So, folks, what a shame. What a shame. I feel sorry for Fink's son, because if Fink's theology is correct, his son has no hope, absolutely no hope. Okay, enough of that. I just wanted to share.